All right. So really, I wanted to ask you first, is your thoughts really on the mental health aspect of what happened with Simone Biles? We saw earlier this week with Drew from the team competition and then the individual competition citing mental health issues. Can you talk about the doctor perspective of that and your thoughts?
Absolutely, and thanks for having me today. I think it was completely reasonable that she withdrew from the competition. We're seeing mental health come more to the forefront in sports over the last several years, and most recently with Naomi Osaka withdrawing from Wimbledon, and then here with Simone Biles withdrawing from the Olympics. You know, there's so many factors that go into this, including just the absolute pressure of being an Olympic athlete, along with everything that's happened with USA Gymnastics, with Larry Nassar and everything. So I can't imagine what she was going through being there in that competition. So I applaud her for withdrawing, and hopefully this continues the public discussion about mental health.
It does seem like a lot of athletes recently, like you mentioned, Osaka was the first one that came to my mind, that if they're not feeling right, they're like, I probably shouldn't be doing this. And it feels like, especially in a sport like gymnastics, where one wrong move in the air and you could severely injure yourself, right?
Exactly. And recently she described where, it, just like you said, if you are not completely focused and tuned in, then it's different than other sports. In basketball or tennis, if you're not feeling well from a mental health perspective, it will affect your game, but you're not putting your life in danger. Whereas in gymnastics, if you mess up while in the air, you could break your neck or, you know, break your leg.
Yeah, and I'm curious as well. So if you were Simone's doctor, someone close to her, obviously we don't know the whole situation because only she does and only those close to her. But is there any advice you would give her? What would you tell her in trying to help her through this?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. She knows herself best, and I think first I would just support her in this moment where, you know, she needs support first and foremost. In terms of how to help her, I think, you know, it sounds like she's working with a therapist and a doctor, and I think that's excellent. And I'm sure they're working on both techniques to help her in the moment in competition, but hopefully also, you know, therapy to address more long-standing issues that may be contributing to what's been going on recently. So I would also want to approach it from that perspective.
One thing I wanted to ask you as well, kind of building off the mental health aspect and everything and how far it seems like we've come in the past few years, it does seem like I've seen some people still, though, and after this, call her like a quitter in different things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, one, how do you think that would affect someone who withdrew being called a quitter? And two, does that make other people maybe more reluctant in the future to pull themselves out if they don't feel right?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think the backlash that she initially got was interesting and surprising. A lot of the people that are calling her a quitter are also people who are sitting at home on their couch, you know, tweeting or commenting from the comfort of their home, and they're not Olympic athletes. They have no idea the pressure that entails, let alone what it was like from a young age to train to get to this point. I think there's that possibility that it could dissuade others from being more open about their mental health. On the other hand, while she did get a lot of criticism, then there was a huge outpouring of support. And I think that's what other athletes will focus on, and there was much more support in the end than the criticism. There will always be critics, but I think the huge outpouring of support that she got may actually encourage others to continue to be open.
Does this show you that maybe we've made a lot more progress in the last few years, especially on this topic of, hey, realizing that these athletes are human and they feel things just like the rest of us?
I think we have made some progress, but we're nowhere near where we need to be, as evidenced by the amount of criticism that she still did get, where people are calling her a quitter, or how can she label herself a goat if she can't even get through this competition? I mean, those comments are just ridiculous and not helpful, and we still have a ways to go, but the fact that people are talking more about mental health and doing it on such a big stage is excellent progress.
Could you explain maybe to those people or even to someone who's just curious how this is different and how it's not her just quitting? Can you kind of explain the mental health aspect of it and all the different roles that that can play and even just her performance?
Yeah, I think, you know, she's talked about just the immense pressure of being an Olympic athlete. You can imagine that from a young age, she's been training nonstop for this. So she, in terms of her development, she didn't have a normal childhood like someone who was not training to become an Olympic athlete. So that in itself completely impacts one's development from a mental health perspective. The immense pressure of being at the games and being the greatest in her sport. We know Michael Jordan, who's often referenced as the GOAT of basketball, took time off from basketball to pursue baseball, but it was after the death of his father. And at the time, we didn't call it a mental health break, but it really was. He was overwhelmed, stressed, and he couldn't take it much further in basketball time. So it was kind of a similar thing to what Simone Biles did recently. So this is not unprecedented. And when people look at Michael Jordan's situation, maybe it will allow for more understanding of what Simone did.
Yeah, something I've been more curious about lately as well is I wonder what the reaction would have been if it was a guy that pulled out, because to me, it just seems like there's still a stigma, especially for men with mental health problems that they think needs to be addressed, that maybe they feel like they can't expose that or else they'll feel weak. Is that something you've seen in your profession, or you can tell me if I'm completely wrong there?
I think there's, in general, there's still a huge stigma about individual mental health, and men's mental health is a really challenging topic. Some men are open to being vulnerable, but I think, yes, in society there is still sort of that image of men, that men shouldn't be open with their emotions. We're still not there yet. However, as more male athletes are continuing to be open with their mental health, like Michael Phelps, Kevin Love, DeMar DeRozan, we're seeing that it's okay to be vulnerable as a man.
Yeah, we've talked about that progress as well kind of on this call. In your expertise, where do we still have to make more progress as far as mental health in our society and even as it relates to athletics?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. Continuing the discussion, continuing to destigmatize mental health, continuing to be open about individuals being okay with not being okay, seeing a therapist and having that be completely normal. I think everyone should have a therapist. It's just so unbelievably helpful. And if we can get to the point where you can go see a therapist and not be ashamed of that and be open to going to talk to someone, I think that's somewhere we can head in the right direction.
Have you seen an increase lately in maybe even people or athletes locally here seeking out help, especially during the pandemic, I guess, just people in general? Is that something you've seen an increase in?
I haven't seen that in our practice here in terms of athletes seeking more help, but I think you made a great point about how the pandemic is affecting people's mental health. We have seen a general increase definitely in people's depression, anxiety, just given the stress of the last year and a half. So we've definitely seen more people reaching out for help, but I'm not sure if I can speak to athletes in particular.
Right. Well, is there anything you wanted to add that I didn't ask you about anything in general, but especially the Simone Biles situation?
I think we pretty much covered it, but you know, just in general, if people can continue to be understanding and support her and support athletes and really anyone who's going through a mental health struggle, because at the end of the day, we're not in her shoes. And we don't know what she's experiencing, especially given everything that's happened with USA Gymnastics, with Larry Nassar and the sexual abuse that happened, which Simone Biles has been open about. Her going back to compete, she was the only athlete who had unfortunately been subjected to that abuse who did compete in Tokyo. So she was representing all of those victims, and that is in itself was immense pressure. So people can just try to keep that in mind as well.